The highlights of the cultural weekend in our region include comedy, performance art, folk, blues, plus a whole lot more. Boston-bred comedian Josh Gondelman brings his Emmy and Peabody Award-winning stand-up comedy to Club B10 at Massmoka in North Adams on Saturday at 8 p.m. Josh Gondelman is a writer and producer for Desus and Mero on Showtime. He's also the author of the essay collection Nice Try, Stories of Best Intentions and Mixed Results. In 2016, he made his late-night stand-up debut on Conan, and he's also performed on Late Night with Seth Meyers and The Late Late Show with James Corden. I can't stay up that late. Josh's writing has also appeared in publications including McSweeney's Internet Tendency, New York Magazine, and The New Yorker. His Twitter feed was named the year's best by Paste Magazine back in 2015. Artists and performers Alice Bag and Johanna Wendt, who are both featured in the exhibition Axis Mundo, Queer Networks in Chicano, L.A., are at the Williams College Museum of Art today at 3 p.m. Bag and Wendt will reflect on their relationship to the networks of artists in the exhibition The Evolution of the Punk Scene in Los Angeles and the changing role and representation of female performers. Alice Bag was the lead singer and co-founder of The Bags, one of the first bands to perform during the initial wave of punk in Los Angeles. She went on to perform in other groundbreaking bands, including Castration Squad, Cholita, and Las Tres. Johanna Wendt is a Los Angeles-based performance artist. She's been collaborating with musicians since the early days of punk performance at clubs in the 1980s. The program will include a walk through the exhibition followed by a moderated discussion. Arlo Guthrie returns to the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Mass. On Saturday at 8 p.m. on the home stretch of his Alice's Restaurant Back by Popular Demand tour, which coincides with the 50th anniversary of the feature film Alice's Restaurant. For this concert, Arlo will be joined by longtime local collaborators and members of his former backup band Shenandoah, including Terry Oliberry Hall on drums, Steve Ide on guitar and vocals, and Carol Ide on vocals and percussion. Arlo's daughter, singer-songwriter Sarah Lee Guthrie, will warm up the crowd for her dad. Gangspiel brings its traditional Danish folk sounds to Dewey Hall in Sheffield, Mass. Tonight at 7:30 p.m. This lively trio performs old dance tunes and songs from every corner of their Scandinavian home country, from rural islands to metropolitan Copenhagen, including a few of their own compositions. You can expect to hear everything from wild polkas and jigs to lyrical waltzes, fiery reels, and happy hopsas, plus exotic dance tunes from the famous island of Fano and long-forgotten songs from all over the country of Denmark. The group will also be at the Arts Center of the Capital Region in Troy, New York, next Tuesday, November 26, at 7 p.m. And blues singer, saxophonist, and bandleader Vanessa Collier brings her funky contemporary blues and R&B sounds to the Stationery Factory in Dalton, Mass. On Saturday at 7 p.m. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.